Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom greetings. I am so glad that you're able to be with us today at Tamayo Deliverance Ministries, A Study in the Word. I am Seer Pastor Siobhan Simmons. Before we get started in the Word, I just want to say a quick prayer. Father, thank you for this opportunity to study your Word. Give us your divine knowledge, understanding, and revelation. Prepare our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our hearts to receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're going to talk about It's in Your Praise, a warfare tactic. But first, let us define the word praise. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, praise is a means to express respect, gratitude, and admiration. It is also an act of worship. If we go to Psalm 150, verse 6, Psalm 150, verse 6, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. In other words, everything, meaning man, woman, boy, girl, child, animal, animals, plants, everything that's alive should praise the Lord. Now, there are several reasons we should praise God, but because of time, I will only talk about two of them. If we go to Psalm 23, the first verse, it's a very familiar psalm. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. It's telling us that he will provide everything we stand in need of. If we go to Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 25th and the 26th verse, Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 25th verse, it says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. In other words, God is saying, don't worry about the food or drink you need to live, or about the clothes for your body. Why? If we look at verse 26, it says, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? The Lord is saying to us, I want you to look at the birds in the sky. Do you see them looking down? Do you see them, when I sit down, do you see a sad countenance on them? Or do you see them just gliding about? Do you see them without a care in the world? They don't plant. They don't harvest. You don't see them storing up food. But yet I feed them daily. I feed them every single day. Are you not worth more than the bird? We can praise God knowing because he said he is our shepherd and we shall not want. He is our provider. Secondly, God gives us the desire of our heart. In Psalms 21 and 2, it gives us evidence that he will give us our desires. He provides our needs, and also he will give us what we desire. But today we want to discuss using praise as a warfare tactic. We praise God all the time when we gather together in church. We sing praises unto the Lord. We often hear people say when they greet another Christian, they greet another saint, they'll say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But don't you know you can use that praise, you can use your prayer, your praise against the enemy in warfare? One way you can do it is with your mouth. And we all have experienced adversities. We've all experienced situations that come toward us, and sometimes we just don't have that oomph to say, thank you, Jesus, glory to your name. Because remember, we need to give him praise because he is El Shaddai. He is our all-knowing God. And times will come when you just can't open your mouth to praise God because our circumstances have overtaken us. Our situation seems enormous. But today God wants you to know, use what you have to fight. Use your praise in which to fight the enemy. One, you do it with your mouth. Psalms 34 and 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We should always have a praise in our mouth. We should always be able to say, thank you, God, for allowing me to see another day. Thank you, God, for getting me to work. Thank you, God, for delivering me safely home. Thank you, God. That's a praise. We can bless the Lord always with our mouth. Psalms 145 and 21 says, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Don't you know when we start speaking praises out of our mouth, it confuses the enemy. The enemy is trying to figure out, why is she praising God? I'm sending fiery gods. I am just turning up the heat, but yet he and she is, they're still praising him. They're still giving glory and honor and praises and reverence to God. It confuses the enemy when we just praise God with our mouth. We just usher up praises. If we turn to Acts, the 16th chapter, and Acts 16 and 25, we see Paul and Silas in a jam. They are in jail, but they're using their praise. They're opening their mouth to give God the glory, to get them out of their situation. When you speak with your mouth, when you just let the enemy know, look, you're not going to silence me with your foolishness. You're not going to silence me with these dots because I'm going to give God what's due unto him. We see God deliver us always. Acts 16 and 25, and it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now look at verse 26. It says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosened. Guess what? If you open your mouth and give God praise, he will deliver you out of your situation, because you're telling the enemy, look, I am not going to be silent. I am going to speak. I'm not going to walk with my head hung down. I'm not going to look like the whole world is on my shoulder, because it's not. Don't you know that the Lord will fight your battle? Glory be to God. When we use our mouth and speak the word of God, guess what? The enemy has to flee. We're giving the enemy the word of God. We're letting the enemy know, look, I know God, and I know his word, and he is his word, and he said he will never leave me nor forsake me. He will never, ever, ever let anything overtake me. God will take you out of a situation before he lets that situation overtake you. God will give you comfort before he allows you to be destroyed. He has an investment in us. Use your mouth to give God praise. Use your mouth as a warfare piece. Oftentimes we open our mouth and we don't always speak things that are pleasing, because the Bible tells us, let no corrupt communication come out of our mouth. So we need to speak the word. We need to speak life. We need to speak those things that aren't as if they are. Use your mouth as a warfare tactic in praise. A second tactic that you can use, or armor, or whatever device you would like to call it, is our hands. We always tell the kids, my children, when they were teenagers, show me this little gesture. When someone's talking to you and you don't want to hear, you would put your hands up. And I said, what does that mean? And they told me it means speak to the hand. Well, guess what? When the enemy comes your way with nonsense, lift your hands up and say, look, devil, speak to my hands. I'm not listening to what you're saying. And then guess what? Start clapping your hand loudly. Clap your hands. Swing your arms. Because when you clap your hands loudly, it sounds like thunder. And you're just letting the enemy know, look, you're not coming into my space. This space belongs to me and God. And I am not having it. When you swing your arms, you're really fighting in the spirit. Your body is moving. You're letting the enemy know, look, I am not taking this lying down. If we go to Psalms 47:1, Psalms 47:1, it speaks of using your hands in warfare. And it says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. When you are clapping your hands and you're swinging your arms, guess what? Oh, my God, you are using your tools in warfare. You're letting the enemy know, I am not taking this lying down. You want to fight? Huh, you've got it. So we've got so far our mouth, and we've got our hands clapping, 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 clapping loudly, you know. And also it releases those tensions that we have bottled up inside. Because, you know, when the enemy comes our way, sometimes we don't want to always tell people the same thing over and over and over and over. Amen. But you use what you have. You use Hallelujah. You use the tools that God has given us. He's given us our mouth not to be silenced, but to speak the word. Confuse the enemy by just shouting loudly, giving us our hands to just clap and triumph, just applauding what God is doing, what God has already done. Even though it has not been manifested in the natural, guess what? It's already been done in the spirit, and we're waiting on the manifestation. And while we are waiting, we're not going to be silent. Amen. If we look at Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and verse number 12, it says, "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before unto you singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Glory be to God, just like you are doing, you know you've got the victory. Another tool that you can use that you've already got on you is your feet. Don't you know the enemy is to be underneath our feet? And if he is underneath our feet, guess what? Stomp on his head. Get him back down in the ground. Just stomp, dance. I love praising God. I love using praise in warfare. Why? Because I can just stomp on the enemy. Stomp on those things that are trying to come up out of the ground at me. The Bible says that wherever our feet shall trod, guess what? We shall possess. Get the enemy where he belongs. Underneath your feet. Glory be to God. Claim your territory. Let him know that he has no right to be in your space. We have what's known as territorial demons. Guess what? I'm a territorial person. I don't like anything that's not of God to be in my territory. And I use all my tools. I use my mouth. I sing praises unto the Lord. I give him back his word. I use my hands. I clap. I swing. And it's a workout as well, because guess what? I'm just letting the enemy know I'm not going to be silent. I'm going to use everything that God has given me to claim the victory, even if I don't feel it, even if I don't see it. Guess what? By the time I get through shouting, by the time I get through running, by the time I get through swinging, I feel the victory. I feel like I can handle anything, because I know greater is he that is within me than he that is in this world. If God be for me, it doesn't matter what and who is against me. If we go to Joshua, and I believe it's the 6th chapter, Joshua, the 6th chapter, we see in the book of Joshua that God is giving Joshua victory over Jericho, but God gave him specific instructions. They're going to use their praise in which to claim what God has already given to them. Amen. Starting at verse number 1, we can start there. And it says, Joshua the 6th chapter. It says, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in." Jericho thought it was well protected. It thought that that city thought that nothing could harm them. They were well protected. But guess what? They were also afraid of the Israelites that were nearby. They've heard all the things that the Israelites had done to their enemy. So they closed all their gates so that nothing could come in and nothing can go out. And the Lord said unto Joshua, "See, I have given unto thine hand Jericho and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. Everything you see, I've given unto you. The king, all his fighting men. Now, this is what I want you to do, verse 3. And it says, and ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. And once. Thus shall do 6 days. So he says, I want you to march around the city with your army for 6 days, only one time. Verse 4. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. So guess what? They're using several tools here. 1, they're going to be using their mouth. 2, they're going to be using their arms. And 3, they're going to be using their feet. Okay, verse 5, and it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. So now God is telling him, this is what I need you to do. I need you to follow these instructions. And if you do as I have commanded you to do, if you are obedient, guess what? The city is yours. When you hear that sound, have all the people give a loud shout with their mouth. How are you going to shout? With your mouth. Then the walls of the city will fall so the people can go straight into the city. Now, if you read further down, Joshua calls all the priests together, and he tells them, he calls the priests and people, and he tells them exactly the instructions that God has given him. Amen. Now, look over to verse 15. It says, on, still in Joshua, the 6th chapter, verse 15, it says, and it came to pass on the 7th day. Now remember, for 6 days they walked around the city, marched around, they used their feet, they were possessing the land. They did that once for 6 days. Now this is the 7th day. And it says, and it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times, following God's instructions. Verse 16, and it came to pass at the 7th time when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Shout. Open your mouth. Let them know today is a day of victory. What God has promised, it shall come to pass today. So guess what? If we go on to verse 17, it says, and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein to the land. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she did hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the cursed things, lest ye make yourself accursed when ye take of the cursed things and make the camp of Israel cursed and trouble it. But all the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell flat. so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. God did exactly what he said he was going to do. He gave them what he said. He gave them his promise. And the people did what they were supposed to do. They shouted. They used their warfare tactics. They used their praise. Remember, God said that it's in your praise. Whatever you stand in need of, it is in your praise. If you cannot shout, guess what? You should be able to clap your hands. You should be able to swing your arms. If you can't move your hands, you can't move your arms, then you should be able to open your mouth and just speak the word of God. Give God back his word because he is his word. Remember, the scripture says that his word cannot come back to him void. It must accomplish that which it was sent out to do. He told us to speak those things that aren't as if they are. Guess what? Because it shall soon come to pass. And if you are unable to speak and you are unable to move your arms and your hands, use your feet. Stomp, dance, waltz, move around. Do not be stationary. Have a smile on your face. Rejoice. Be joyful. Don't look sad. Don't look like it's the end of the world, because it's not. The Lord says, this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. He has given us tactics where we can be victorious. We don't have to stay in the same situation. We don't have to stay in the same rut. Why? Because the Lord will fight for us. The Lord has given us every tool that we need. He knows every situation that's going to occur. That's why he told us in Psalm 150, verse number 6, that everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord wants us to know whatever the situation we are in, we can, whatever we stand in need of, whatever it is, can be found in our praise. I hope this discussion, this talk, this Bible study, this teaching has blessed you. It has blessed me. I pray that you have gotten something out of it, knowing that God is always right there at our side. He is never far from us. He is only a praise away. He is only a shout away if we would just open our mouth and speak. We would only just wave our hands and give him praise and reverence him. If we would only stomp, shout, move around, he will give us what we need and even our desire, because it is in our praise. If you desire prayer, you can give us a call at area code 843-830-9325. Again, 843-830-9325. Or you can give us an send us an email at seersimmons@hotmail.com, SEERSIMMONS, all one word, at hot, H-O-T, mail, M-A-I-L, .com. May God continue to bless you. May heaven continue to shine on you. Remember, God is still in control. Be blessed. Shalom.